Double your defenses by getting your COVID-19 and flu vaccines this winter. They're free for over 50s, those at clinical risk, pregnant women, carers, people with learning disabilities, as well as health and social care workers. Don't delay. Get both vaccines now. It's safe to have them both at the same time. Double your defenses. Get vaccinated. Get protected. Go to nhs.uk to find out more.
This is the North East and North Cumbria Providers Podcast, highlighting the fantastic work taking place across the region to provide the highest quality of care.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Providers Podcast. I'm your host, Harry Newhouse, and on today's episode, we're here at the brand new Community Diagnostic Centre at the Metro Centre in Gateshead. With me is Gareth Davies, who is the clinical manager here at the Community Diagnostic Centre, and Hayley Corkin, who is the centre's radiology operational manager. Welcome to the podcast, Gareth and Hayley.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Gareth, please could you introduce yourself and give us a brief overview of your career so far within the NHS?
Thanks, Harry. I'm Gareth Davies. I'm obviously the clinical manager here at the Community Diagnostic Centre at the Metro Centre. I'm a nurse, so I've begun my journey at Newcastle Hospital as a staff nurse on a respiratory ward 12 years ago. I then joined clinical research and worked my way up in clinical research delivery and led a team for 5.5 years, several teams, and in that period I co-developed, co-led the setup of the COVID research team within Newcastle Hospitals, but also I was seconded out as a COVID vaccine matron within the North East and Cumbria mass vaccine centres, so delivering the vaccines to the people of the North East through the pandemic.
Brilliant. And Hayley, what's your role here at the Community Diagnostic Centre, and how has your NHS career led you here?
So my name's Hayley Corkin, and I'm currently the Radiology Operations Manager for the CDC, where we are at day. So I actually started by doing a degree in biomedical science, but although I loved the NHS side of it, working in the lab wasn't for me, I liked that patient contact. So I actually became a diagnostic radiographer. I trained at the QE at Gateshead, and then when I qualified I got a job there. And then after working in play and film, I specialised in CT. And then became CT lead for 7 years before I moved into a radiology manager, which was predominantly to do with the start of the CDC opening. So we actually opened phase one, Bladen Walk-in Centre, where we had mobile CT and MRI scanners. So that was in 2021, 22. They're currently there now, they're actually ending this Sunday. And then obviously all those patients are going to move across into the CDC at the Metro Centre.
Brilliant, so it's going to get very, very busy here
yes.
soon. And so we're here today at the Community Diagnostic Centre at the Metro Centre. Firstly, what is a Community Diagnostic Centre and what sort of appointments are made here?
So obviously the Community Diagnostic Centre at the Metro Centre, it's somewhere that will provide essential services, including MRI, CT, ultrasound, ECGs, heart and lung function tests, and it offers an accessible alternative to hospital-based diagnostics. So rather than keep outpatients in the acute setting of a hospital, I can come here for the scans.
So why have Gateshead and Newcastle NHS Foundation Trust come together to build the centre here at the Metro Centre?
Yeah, so the Metro Centre CDC it's part of a collaboration between Gateshead Health and Newcastle Hospitals as part of the Great North Care Alliance, and the building's overseen by QE Facilities as well. So the partnership supports the NHS goals to improve healthcare access, relieve pressures on the hospitals, as Kayleigh's already said, and deliver the vital diagnostic services we need closer in the community. So better direct access for diagnostic testing. And also obviously making the service more efficient for the patients and more generally patient-friendly experience too.
Is this something that we are seeing more often, not just within the North East and North Cumbria, but nationally, as I know, in our region, for example, North East and Hartlepool and South East NHS Foundation Trust have come together and are currently building a CDC on Stockton High Street. So is this something we're seeing more often?
Yeah, definitely. Across the UK, NHS Trust are establishing community diagnostic centres. It's part of a broader movement. It's to increase healthcare accessibility and improve diagnostic services. And obviously, like you said, in the North East and Northumbria, for example, similar centres are being developed in Stockton and Worthington, which are open next year. So we have developed a CDC network. You were quite heavily involved setting that up with CDCs throughout the country, where obviously it's a new thing. They've just come about the last couple of years. So it's been quite nice to get other people's perspectives, because chances are, if you are starting one of these centres, someone else has already had those same problems. So it's been quite nice to talk to people in similar roles as ourselves, hasn't it, Gareth?
Yeah, so we're building a national network, hopefully, of like-minded individuals that are managing the community diagnostic centres. And we, as Hayley said, we're sharing the best practice, and we're going to host these events remotely, hopefully monthly, moving forward.
Could you give us some examples of some practice you've learned from these networks?
So I think a big one from the first engagement session we hosted, it was about obviously the engagement with the ambulance service and about managing potential contrast reactions within the NHS. So obviously Hayley's been really involved with managing the any sort of mild, moderate reaction that they've been experienced at the Blade and CDC in the scanners over there. So Hayley was able to share that information with people nationally. But likewise, we learned from them how key it was to engage with the different ambulance services really early. Mm-hmm. So that's something we've took forward, and we're continuing our communication and collaboration with NIAS.
It's quite nice as well, because we've got obviously, we did the meeting over Teams just so we can get a lot more involvement, people up and down the country. And it's quite nice because you see like the odd message coming up in chat. If someone's got a big like, oh, the last one that came through was like, does anyone have a job description for this role? Mm-hmm. And people are chipping in, they might not have exactly what they asked, but they might be have something similar. And it is quite nice sharing an example, because sometimes when you start a project like this, you do sometimes feel you're a bit like you're the only one. Mm-hmm. So it is been quite nice to have those discussions with others and from other trusts as well.
I feel we're in a really good position at the Merrill Centre Gateshead as well, purely because we've got such a strong leadership team, which a lot of the CDCs around the country nationally, they've forgot about what leadership they may need physically in with the CDC itself, and they've just got programme managers. So we have got a strong leadership team here within CDC, which is put us on a really strong foundation to start, mm-hmm. but also we're already planning potential for phase two.
Brilliant. What does phase two involve?
So phase two, we are currently sat in the old House of Fraser at the Metro Centre, and we're currently only filling 50% of the building that we mm-hmm. have access to. We have another shell joining next to the building, right behind you, Harry, actually, but there's no solid plans yet for what diagnostic tests we could bring into phase two. But obviously with the recent budget, there's obviously discussion starting in the background of what services we could potentially bring into this centre.
Because I came through the like sort of the mall way entrance into here, and I was surprised by how big it is. As soon as you sort of see it, you think, oh, it's just a tiny little room, but then like you walk in and it's a big maze.
I think it's because obviously you enter the building from the first floor, but the whole diagnostic centre is downstairs, which I don't think people realise. Mm-hmm. And then Harrods Beauty is obviously in front of ourselves, and we're actually at the back of the shop. So it just shows how big the space actually was when it was the old House of Fraser.
Brilliant. Why has it been such a big investment to improve diagnostic services?
Yeah, so this CDC, obviously there was a large investment of £18.6 million. So the investment in diagnostics is so important just for the early detection of many conditions, and by situating this diagnostic centre within the community, hence why it's called the Community Diagnostic Centre, it supports the NHS in the goal of reducing hospital strain while fostering timely interventions that can lead to stronger, healthier lives for patients.
How will this benefit our patients across the region, and more specifically, how will this reduce waiting times and pressures on our acute hospitals that we currently see?
So obviously the CDCs in a community setting means that for tests, patients don't have to go into the hospital, and therefore it can alleviate pressures on hospital. as these important tests are being delivered in the community. It also allows hospitals to focus on urgent cases, improving healthcare across the region. I mean, I know some of the feedback we've got from patients, obviously if you have an appointment in a hospital and you go in, if they have emergencies from A&E, the wards, etc., your appointment might be pushed back, and especially if you come in from work, you're leaving work to come to your appointments, you could be there thinking, oh, I'm going to be there half an hour, you end up being there a couple of hours just because of the type of acute patients that are coming through. Whereas obviously with this being done in the community, we don't have those sort of pressures. So usually when you have an appointment time, you can come in, be seen quite quick, and then be off to work, shopping, wherever you need to be.
You know, I've loved coming here just to do the podcast because I can get a Greggs or a Mackey's here.
Well, there is a massive Greggs opening opposite us, isn't there, in the Newcastle shop.
Oh, that'd be too tempting. The big significance of the Community Diagnostic Centre, as we've just mentioned there, here at the Metro Centre, is the accessibility. How important is it to have a Community Diagnostic Centre in such a popular location where thousands of people turn up every year?
Yeah, so we chose the Metro Centre location really because the location was really geographically ideal, and over 500,000 people can arrive here within 30 minutes of public transport. So that was the ultimate reason for choosing the Metro Centre. So providing the diagnostic centres in one of the most accessible spots in the region. You know, it's got free parking, easy public transport links. It's a welcoming environment, but going back to the public transport links, there's over 100 buses per hour arriving at the Metro Centre. We've got a train station within the Metro Centre as well. So it really is accessible for all patients around the region.
So obviously you've got the cycle paths as well that lead here on a cycle route.
And have you had much feedback from patients that have already came here and had the scans, had the appointments? Have they said about how easy it was to get here?
So yeah, we've had really good feedback from the patients so far, just about how big the centre is for one, and how fresh and new and modern the facilities are, but how welcoming the staff are as well, and they're loving just how accessible it is. They can park up right in front of the CDC, free parking, they don't have to worry about any expenses, although most of them do take a trip to Wetherspoons for the breakfast in the morning. But yeah, we've had some really good positive feedback. But I think it's worth noting that the patients that we see within the CDC aren't just here for diagnosis, they're here for monitoring as well. Right. So for monitoring for multiple conditions. So it's just providing them the reassurance that they're getting the best treatments.
Yeah. I think as well, obviously, it's the same. What we want to get across to people is it's obviously the same equipment that's in the hospital, because I know some people are quite anxious if they get appointments that are out with the hospital setting, and they sometimes think, oh, they're not getting that same quality standard of care. But actually it's so exciting here to have the patients come in and see what we're about, see that it's exactly the same as the hospital setting. It's just obviously got outpatients, so it can be a lot more slick the way that they're seen, and overall when speaking to people, I think sometimes they've been a bit like cautious and a bit anxious of coming, but when they've seen it and been there for themselves, I know a few have said they would like all the appointments here.
Yeah.
And to provide more reassurance, you know, the staff that are working here rotate between the hospitals, so gated hospitals, the RVI in Freeman and Newcastle, you know, so all the expertise that they're learning in the hospital is coming through to this CDC. And it's really important that they continually keep rotating through to maintain their skills, but to support the services back at the hospital bases, which benefits us at the CDC too.
And so you mentioned their staff. Is the Community Diagnostic Centre here hiring more staff for the region? So
yeah, absolutely. This centre delivered 130 new jobs. It contributed significantly to the local economy. So this investment in healthcare jobs not only strengthens the NHS services in Gated and Newcastle, but also supports the community economically, ensuring a sustainable impact for the region.
I think with Christmas coming up and everyone doing the Christmas shopping, it's important to say that it is just appointments only. You can't just pop in if you're at Harrods. If you're shopping at Harrods.
Unfortunately, at the minute, it is appointment only. We don't have a walk-in service, but if they can't get appointments scheduled, they're more than welcome to go shopping afterwards or before.
You recently welcomed the first patients here. How did that go?
The first day at the CDC was a really great success. our first patient, Susan Armstrong. She really appreciated the ease of access and the welcoming environment within the CDC. We got really good positive feedback from Susan and others, which highlights the centre's role in making the diagnostic services more comfortable and accessible due to the centre's patient-focused design and purpose, really. But yeah, it was interesting morning. You know, we briefed the staff at the start of the morning. We didn't welcome our first patient till 10 o'clock just to ensure that staff were comfortable in the environment and knew what was going to happen across the day and weeks ahead. And it just helped us reiterate how much of a poignant moment it was for the northeast of England, but also for everybody that's been involved in the journey to date.
Because how long has the plans been in place for this?
This has been in development for at least 2 years.
A good couple of years.
And then that first day of actually welcoming a patient must have been satisfying.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been amazing because I think for a lot of the staff, I mean, it's not many times in your career you can say you've been involved in something from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You usually don't get this opportunity in life very often. And some of the staff have been absolutely incredible, really, because they've had a lot thrown on them. Obviously, with anything new, there's been teething problems, there's issues that we didn't expect until we got into the centre and started setting up lists, things like that. And they've just been incredible. They've been so adaptable to things, and they've just had so many ideas. And everyone that's been involved throughout the process and the programmes, just everyone's just had such an enthusiasm to it. I mean, we did 3 days staff induction, and we had some of the teams down. We had like fire, health and safety, we had the quality improvement, and just some amazing ideas of what we can do with this service, and how obviously you spend the majority of your time at work, don't you? And if you want you want an environment for the patients, but you want an environment like that's welcoming to the staff as well, where people want to work there.
Yeah.
And I know in radiology especially, we've had some of the radiographers come over from Newcastle to help with the apps training, to help with putting protocols on the scanners. And even they've commented just how friendly and how much they've been welcomed in. And that's what we're like here, because it is a collaboration and we all work together and want the best for our patients at the end of the day, and if everyone's on board with that.
Brilliant. That brings us to the end of this episode. So thank you very much, Gareth and Hayley, for having me here at the Metro Centre.
Thank you.
Thanks, Harry.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Providers Podcast. Hit subscribe to keep up to date with the latest news and catch up with what we've been up to on our website and social media pages.